Hello, this is Shelley Brim Oaks coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. It's a joy to be with you today as we continue our lessons on keys to successful living in times of distress. Keys to success in times of distress. Our scriptural text is 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let's just embellish a little bit more on this. I have found a book hit by E.W. Kenyon, and it's entitled Signposts on the Road to Success. Now, I don't know if it's still in print or not. I'll leave that up to you to find out. But on page 14, it talks about using what is in you as a key to success. And if I may, I'm just going to read a couple of things that he has written. They're so good, I can't improve on them. So be blessed. Here we go. There is a gold mine hidden in every life. That includes you, my friend. There is a gold mine inside you and me. Nature never made a failure. Every man has success hidden away in his soul. No one else can find it but himself. He holds the key to the hidden room. Failure comes because we never sought that hidden treasure. Failure comes because we tried to find it somewhere else. You cannot find it anywhere else. It's in you. Success, victory, achievement are in you. The exceptional people are those who develop what is within them. That quartet is winning fame and success because they developed what they had in them. Singly, they could not do it, but united, they made a harmony that thrills the heart. The soloist had it in her. It was there, and she developed it and made it of commercial value. I have seen three great baritones. Again, this is E.W. Kenyon speaking. And one was a miner who, had he not been too lazy and loved the companionship of drinking men and useless women, would have been known the world over. What a voice he had! I picked him up a drunkard. I tried to make a man of him. I bought him clothes. When it was known that Scotty was going to sing, the building could not hold the crowd. I said to him, quote, I don't know whether my pianist can play the pieces that you want to sing without looking them over, unquote. He looked at me with a peculiar expression and said, quote, I need no accompaniment, unquote. Wow. He stood by the piano that first night in his old mining clothes and sang. I closed my eyes and I couldn't locate him because his voice utterly filled that whole room. He seemed to be everywhere in it. That great voice was strange, sweet, and wonderful music. He made the songs all over that he sang that night. I raised the money and sent him back to his own land. He promised to sing again. As a boy, he sang in Drury, but he confessed he was so drunk it took a man to hold him up. But he never amounted to anything. Why? He did not develop the thing that was in him. Genius had grown up to weeds about it just because they did not develop the thing they had. I know it is hard work, but you will learn to love hard work. There are no great gold nuggets lying on top of the earth now. You have to go down into the earth for them. You must dig for them. You want the applause of the world? You want money to buy fine clothes and build splendid houses? Awaken, young men. Go find that hidden place in your own nature. dig and dig until you have conquered. I'd like to talk to you about a biblical example of digging and digging until you conquer and find success. Again, that's what our series of lessons have been on, finding success in times of stress. In Genesis, and here's my Bible. I've just got this beautiful round table in front of me, and I've got my Bible. And in Genesis chapter 26, there was a time of distress. Verse 1, there was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went into Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him. Now, when you see capital letters L-O-R-D in your Bible, that is the word for Jehovah. Jehovah appeared unto him. And this would be in present-day Gaza. Gerar is present-day Gaza. And notice, the Lord said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform that oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Do you want to be blessed as a nation, United States of America? We're talking about success here as a nation as well as on an individual level. Then here is God's key for success. You bless Israel and you will be blessed. But we have to bless Israel according to the plan. And the plan is that Gerar belongs, present-day Gaza, belongs to Israel. So continuing right along, the Lord says in verse 5, all of this promise is because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And verse 6, Abraham dwelt in Gerar. Now, verse 12, then Isaac sowed in that land. What land? The land when there was famine. The land where it didn't look like anything was coming up. It was kind of dry around there. Maybe around your house it looks like, hey, there's no provision. Just lost your job or just got a pink slip or had take a cut in wages. Perhaps you're facing circumstances not so strange from what Isaac would have faced in his day. But oh, thank God he had the word of the Lord. The Lord appeared and said, this is what you do. And oh, thank God you and I have the Holy Ghost, the greater one, the Spirit of God on the inside of us. And he shows us what to do. And so verse 12, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. The same year. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. You know, you have success in life when the Philistines envy you. But it's all right. It's in the Word of God. Verse 15, for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with dirt. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed from thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And verse 18, what did Isaac do? What did he do? He dug another well. And that's what we're talking about, success. You have to not give up. And as Isaac, he dug in the days, his day, and then he called their names after the same name that his father had called them. Verse 19, and Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, the water's ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And what did they do? Did they give up, throw down their shovels? No. They digged another well and strove for that also, and he called the name of it Sitna, which means enmity or feud. And he removed from thence and dug another well. Oh, thank God for persistence. It's a key to success. For that well they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth, which means room enough, enlargement. And so there's a little song that I like to sing, and it's called Dig Another Well. And it's based on this story. And in this little country song, it is Ike instead of Isaac, but it's the same person. They just took their musical liberties. But I'd like to share a little bit with you right now, if you don't mind, just to encourage you that you, like Ike, can pick up your shovel and dig another well and find success. And it goes like this. Ike had a blessing from the Lord up above. He gave him a beautiful woman to love, place to live and some land to farm, two good legs and two good arms. Now, I don't have any music here, so you're going to have to help me. Bum, 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 bum. Well, the devil came a-sneaking around one night, decided he would do a little evil to Ike. Figured he would hit Ike where it hurt, so he filled up all of Ike's wells with dirt. But when Ike went out for his morning drink, he got a dipper full of dirt, and his heart did sink. But he knew it was a devil, so he said with a grin, God bless me once and he will do it again. He blessed me once and he will do it again. So when the rain don't fall and the crops all fail, the cow ain't a-puttin' any milk in the pail, don't sit around waiting for a check in the mail. Just pick up your shovel and dig another well. Pick up your shovel and dig another well. God blessed you once and he will do it again. He blessed you once and he will do it again. And so we're talking about keys to successful living. And one of them is digging wells, not giving up, not throwing down our shovel and say, well, we tried it once and it didn't work, so maybe God's promises aren't true. But bless God, we're doing like it said in 1 Peter, we're putting a guard over our mouth so that we can see good days and enjoy life. This is Shelley Brim Oaks coming to you. We have an offer. It is How to Be Led by the Spirit of God by Kenneth E. Hagin. It's $5. You can get it by writing Billy Brim, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can call 1-800-972-3447. Or log on to Billy Brim, B-I-L-L-Y-E, Brim, B-R-I-M.org. We're glad to hear from you. Thank you for listening. I trust that you have been inspired today with the good word of God. He that would love life, let him keep his mouth from evil, and let's start digging wells with the promises of God. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If God be for you, who can be against you? God bless you, and have a wonderful, glorious, successful day. Call and write us and let us know your testimony. We love to hear from you. Shalom.